Today is Friday, July 26th. Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulatz. A former dairy owner in Richland Center has died. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness. After living in various states following his military career in the Army, Jim and his wife Doreen moved back their family to the area in Richland Center in 1982 to manage and eventually purchase Elm Grove Dairy with his business partners. Jim served as president of Elm Grove Dairy until it was sold in 1998. Following the untimely death of Doreen, Jim found love again and married Sue Leda Patch in 1999. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, August 1st at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Authorities have found the man on the run who shot a deputy in Sauk County, but now he's in a standoff with officials in northern Wisconsin. Police say Tuesday night, 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller shot at officers near Baraboo after a police chase and traffic stop. He ended up shooting one deputy, who's expected to be okay. Miller has been on the run ever since, until last night, when he started a standoff with officers in Portage County. It started last night at a house in Amherst. Authorities arrested five people, but he shot at deputies and ran inside. The situation is ongoing. We'll continue to bring you updates as they develop. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says when captured, he'll be charged with attempted homicide of a law enforcement officer. Children in a camper with a suspected drunk driver managed to get other drivers on the road to call 911. Officials from the Wisconsin State Patrol say the RV was driving erratically on the interstate Wednesday night. When other drivers looked, they saw children in the back seat, and those children signaled for them to call 911. When they did, authorities caught up with the camper and did a high-risk traffic stop. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the 57-year-old man was towing a camper with the children inside of it when he was arrested in Madison. The incident started at the Kalahari Resort in Lake Delton when the man allegedly had a fight with his girlfriend and left with all of the children. Lake Delton police say the man is not being charged with kidnapping since there was no effort to steal the children, all of whom were released to relatives. The driver was arrested for OWI with minors in the car. Drowning death number in the thousands each year. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Experts say most drowning incidents are preventable with effective policies, education, and community action.
The biggest thing we want to make people aware of is that drowning doesn't look like you think it does. It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley with the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He said if you suspect someone is drowning, you have about 20 to 60 seconds before that person is going to be underwater.
The most important thing is to not become a victim yourself. It can be a really dangerous situation to put yourself in.
Madison Weber is a medevac EMT with Aspirus. She said calling 911 right away, throwing the person a flotation device, and keeping an eye on where they are will help emergency responders.
The HSHS Act, or Hospital Stability and Health Services Act, was introduced by Senator Tammy Baldwin Thursday. According to a press release, the new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. One of America's oldest nonprofit healthcare providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals. She says too few people understand exactly what the organization does.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities.
We provide essential services and on-the-ground supports to millions of individuals and their families every year, from early childhood to the critical first 5 years, autism services, transportation, medical rehab, and employment programs that target and assist veterans as well as senior citizens.
Easter Seals was founded more than 100 years ago and has become the largest nonprofit healthcare agency in the country. Kohl's employees have been ordered to return to the retailer's Menominee Falls headquarters. The Journal Sentinel reports all corporate employees who live within 30 miles of will be required to show up in person Monday through Thursday, starting mid-October. That will put an end to flexible and remote work arrangements in place since the pandemic. CEO Tom Kingsbury announced the policy change to Kohl's employees in a Thursday memo, saying the decision was made in service of greater collaboration. In May, Kohl's posted a loss and missed Wall Street's revenue expectations for the first quarter of this year and lowered its forecast for the full year. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have released $50 million in funds to help rebuild local roads that are crucial to Wisconsin's agriculture industry. The projects will rebuild local roads that carry over 10.8 billion pounds of agricultural goods each year from farming and forestry operations that have a $1.6 billion annual impact on Wisconsin's economy. The money is part of the first round of funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, which still has $100 million to distribute. The second gentleman is coming to Wisconsin. According to a campaign press release, Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, will be campaigning in central Wisconsin over the weekend. It's his first visit to the state this year. The second gentleman will deliver remarks Saturday at the 7th Annual Hmong Wausau Festival and then headline a canvas launch for Harris and Democrats up and down the ballot in Stevens Point. Some Dane County residents have been waiting days to get their mail. People in Mazamani told WKOW they've been having problems for a week. A photo being shared online shows a ton of mail sitting in bins outside the post office unattended. The village administrator told the station they believe this is all because of a staffing shortage. Some residents are most concerned about getting medications on time. A group of legislators, farmers, and conservationists studying how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population is set to hold its first meeting next month. The Joint Legislative Council's 12-member study committee on sandhill cranes is set to meet August 1st at the Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area and hear presentations by a state bird ecologist and an International Crane Foundation director. The Joint Legislative Council is made up of the legislature's attorneys. The council puts together committees to study issues every even-numbered year. The Sandhill Crane Committee will eventually recommend legislation to manage the crane population and reduce crop damage that cranes cause. Options could include seeking federal approval for a hunting season. Military scientists have identified the remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II when his aircraft was shot down over Germany during a bombing mission. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency said Thursday that U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bode's remains were identified using anthropological analysis and mitochondrial DNA. Bode was a 20-year-old tail gunner from Racine aboard a B-24H Liberator when it was shot down over Germany on September 27, 1944, after completing a bombing run. Several crew members who bailed out of the crippled bomber said they did not see Bode escape before it crashed. His remains will be buried in Racine September 27th. Despite a decrease in sales, Harley-Davidson outperformed expectations in the past 3 months. The company, heading into their anniversary weekend, reports a 12% increase in revenue and a 23% rise in profit. The company's focus has been on selling the more expensive touring motorcycles. Harley-Davidson statement says they do anticipate lower revenue this year due to challenging market conditions. Cleaning the air ducts in your home is an important step in maintaining a healthy indoor environment. It helps remove dust, allergens, and potentially harmful particles from your air. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association suggests cleaning your ducts every 3 to 5 years. Every home is different, so it's difficult to generalize whether you should clean your ducts without knowing more details about your home. There are no duct cleaning standards to certify, endorse, or approve air duct cleaning companies set by Environmental Protection Agency or the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Look for these signs to know whether your air duct system needs cleaning. Visible dust and debris inside the ducts or around the vents, mold growth inside hard surface ducts or on other parts of your heating and cooling system, or a mold smell. Ducts infested with vermin like mice and other pests, ducts clogged with large amounts of dust and debris, dust particles entering your home from your supply registers. Allergy symptoms could indicate that allergens are circulating through the air, and increased energy bills due to airflow blockages or obstruction in duct work. Some contractors may suggest chemical treatment for mold. Ensure you know the pros and cons before deciding if that is right for you. Ask the company to show you proof of mold or other contamination. For about $50, some labs can tell you if a sample on a clear strip of sticky household tape is mold or not. If you use the chemical treatment, you and your pets may want to leave the house while your ducts are treated. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association says dusty registers are not automatically a problem, as this is a normal result of dusty air going through them. You can vacuum or clean your registers with a damp cloth. The Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration kicks off today. The celebration starts this afternoon with the 12U baseball tournament, which will run all weekend. Live music will take place all weekend long as well. A parade will be held Sunday, followed by the chicken barbecue, Kinchy's pedal pull. That will be at 1 Sunday, and fire truck rides will be from 3 to 4. Although Highway 23 is closed due to road construction, John Rulin says there are alternate routes to the Plain Fire and EMS celebration this weekend.
If you're coming from Spring Green to take Big Hollow Road off 14 to County G to County B, and that'll bring you right in. And if you're coming from the north, you can go up double G to G and back down to N.
The curtain will rise on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin production of The Music Man tonight. The performance will be held at 7 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are priced at $20 for adults and $15 for children. A family package, which includes two adult tickets and any number of children, is also available for $60. Additional performances will be held Saturday and then again next Friday and Saturday nights at 7, and Sundays, July 28th and August 4th at 2. Some visitors to EAA will get a unique view of the grounds Saturday during the Runway 5K, says EAA communications specialist Drew Stephanie.
You actually get to run around the Air Adventure grounds. You get to see a pretty good tour of it on foot, and yeah, it's a great experience. You get to see everything, and then you get a ticket to the show, too. So you get to experience all the sights and sounds when you're not competing, trying to set a personal record.
EAA Air Venture 2024 continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Thank you, Lisa. The U.S. Secretary of Transportation will visit Wisconsin next week. Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to have stops in Green Bay area and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on Tuesday and the Milwaukee area on Wednesday. Officials say the secretary will visit those areas with Great Lakes ports that are key to the regional economy. It's part of a Midwest tour that the release says will highlight how investments made possible by President Biden's Investing in America agenda are strengthening rural communities, revitalizing domestic manufacturing, and supporting our national economy. Sauk County Justice, Diversion, and Support Programs, the Support People and Empower Recovery Coalition, and Public Health Sauk County will host a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park Tuesday, July 30th from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. The event will be held on South Shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. The event will feature hiking, swimming, games, fishing, and kayaking, as well as live music by Alexander Gabriel from 12:30 to 1:30. There will also be free food and non-alcoholic beverages. You can register for the free event online. If you have any questions, you can contact Hannah Erdman at 608-963-8467. The deadline is approaching for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources applications for the eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant. The grants are for projects hosting an electronics collection site or event between September 2024 and December of 2025. Recipients will be awarded up to $100,000 in grants. Businesses, local and tribal governmental bodies, and nonprofit are all eligible. The amount awarded for grants each year is based on available funds from fees electronics manufacturers pay as part of the eCycle Wisconsin program. Financial support for additional collection sites and events make it easier for residents to recycle unwanted electronics. The DNR will give priority to projects in counties that do not have a permanent collection site open to all residents registered under eCycle Wisconsin. This includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. For more details and a link to the application form, you can visit the DNR's eCycle Wisconsin information for collectors webpage. Applications are due Wednesday, July 31st. And the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park will host the annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion on Sunday, August 4th. The day will feature a Badger Talk by Vietnam War veteran and University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Doug Bradley at 1. Bradley will present We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of a Vietnam War, which places popular music at the heart of the American experience in Vietnam. The presentation explores how and why U.S. troops turned to music as a way of connecting to each other and the world back home, as well as coping with the complexities of the war that they had been sent to fight in. It also demonstrates that music was important for every group of Vietnam veterans. The day will also include Vietnam exhibits and Huey helicopter displays, all free and open to the public. Lunch will be free for Vietnam veterans who RSVP before Wednesday, July 31st. Vietnam veterans can RSVP with one guest by contacting Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.org. Or you can also call 715-743-4224.